You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is elasticity? You might not know the term elasticity. You probably know about elastic. We have elastic in our shirts. We have elastic in the corners of bed sheets and mattress pads. We have elastic in our underwear. You pull on it, and it stretches. You let go, and it returns to its original shape and size. The term scientists use for this quality is elasticity. The material or object experiences a force, which changes its shape. The force can be a push or a pull or a twist. A push is called compression, a pull is called tension, and a twist is called torsion. When one or more of these forces is applied to an elastic object, like the waistband and pants, or a basketball, or a rubber band, and its shape changes, scientists use the term deformation. So, elasticity is when something deforms, changes its shape, and then returns to its original shape and size once the deforming force stops. The faster the object returns to its original shape, the greater the elasticity. The longer it takes to get back to its original shape, the lower the elasticity. If you pull on a balloon and let go, it rapidly snaps back to its original shape. It has high elasticity. If you squeeze on a marshmallow, it'll squish, but it takes a long time to get unsquished. It has low elasticity. Here's an experiment you can try at home. Go out to the garage where you keep your old sports equipment. Get a golf ball, soccer ball, baseball and softball, tennis and racquetball, basketball, maybe even a bowling ball. Get a ruler and one at a time, drop each ball from the same height. Note which one bounces higher and measure that height. The higher it bounces, the greater the elasticity. Now, here's where it gets fun. Do the same experiment, but on a different surface, carpet or grass or concrete. Not only does the ball have elasticity, but so does the surface. In fact, it's possible that a ball might not bounce very well when dropped on one material, but bounce really well on a different material that has a different degree of elasticity. Well, we've just learned a little bit about elasticity. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.